On the Banks of Plum Creek by Laura Ingalls Wilder.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Door in the Ground. The dim wagon track went no farther on the prairie, and Pa stopped the horses. When the wagon wheels stopped turning, Jack dropped down in the shade between them. His belly sank on the grass and his front legs stretched out. His nose fitted in the furry hollow. All of him rested, except his ears. All day long, for many, many days, Jack had been trotting under the wagon. He had trotted all the way from the little log house in Indian Territory, across Kansas, across Missouri, across Iowa, and a long way into Minnesota. He had learned to take his rest whenever the wagon stopped. In the wagon, Laura jumped up, and so did Mary. Their legs were tired of not moving.
"This must be the place," Pa said. "It's half a mile up the creek from Nelson's. We've come a good half mile, and there's the creek."
Laura could not see a creek. She saw a grassy bank, and beyond it, a line of willow treetops waving in the gentle wind. Everywhere else, the prairie grasses were rippling far away to the sky's straight edge.
"Seems to be some kind of stable over there," said Pa, looking around the edge of the canvas wagon cover. "But where's the house?"
Laura jumped inside her skin. A man was standing beside the horses. No one had been in sight anywhere, but suddenly that man was there. His hair was...